Kia ora, te mahara, ko he moa te tauroa taku ingoa. He mahi au te kaihau tū o Ngāti Kahau Social and Health Services. So how was the it's the sixth international Indigenous Voices of Social Workers. What was the other one again, sorry?
It was Shine.
So it was a real different space. So it was a virtual, international virtual hui. It was the first time it's ever been done virtually. Previous to that, because it's Indigenous, it's held all around the world. And it was the first time Aotearoa had the rākau. And obviously in our tikanga, we would have had it on the marae and all of that. How did we shine? Look, I think we held this, we had a 90-minute abstract. We had to fill that whole space for 90 minutes. And so what we did was we decided to take, do some recordings of the whenua of Ngāti Kahau so that people had a snapshot about how wide our rohe is in terms of just Ngāti Kahau. So, yeah, we got to showcase a bit about Ngāti Kahau Social and Health Services in terms of what we do and what our operating model is, which is waka. And obviously having the whakapapa waka, te aurere, was one of the driving things around connecting our Indigenous peoples to Aotearoa. His name, Fikera, was Ed Hoyt all the way. So yeah, that was an opportunity to say to our people, we all whakapapa together, actually. So so in this context, first and foremost, we're not waka experts. So like all waka, like all journeys, this is our journey. So we've decided to use the double hole waka as the metaphor to describe how we operate when we engage whānau Māori. And so, like from my position, it's kaihau tū. Now, you know, that's the person who has a vision, and so they can see far and beyond and take us on that journey. However, kaihau tū is no good without kaihoi. And so it was really describing the importance of everybody in the waka and the roles that they hold, like tohunga. Was likened to, in this context, in the social service context, was the operations manager and the clinical lead. Now, for us, we actually intentionally employ the mare, kura, and whatu kura, which is, you know, so we had the balance there already. And we likened their positions to kaitohunga, so that they had the insights to forecast when the waters were getting rough to feed up to the kaihau to signal up and say, hey, listen, I think we might need to change the coordinates, because that inspired the kaihau to make those changes we needed. But also taumata, having our taumata and our rangatira, te puari, and taumata being not just the puari, but our people we serve, our kuia, our kaumātua. So there was also checkpoints in those roles. Our people who we serve, kuia kaumātua, checking in with our puari to ensure that they're creating the right space to filter up to the kaihau tū so that the waka could journey well. With all of that in place, the most important people are the kaihoi. So it's okay when you've got all the right roles and functions, responsibilities in place, and so that the kaihau tū can do keep a hoi in the head. It has to have a karanga to the kaihoi so that they understand what their mission is, so that they're on, so that they're able to. So, you know, just liken it simply, if you've got it in an organisation, if things aren't going so well, it's actually the ones that are in the front that matter, the kaihoi. So it's where they go, do I like this thing that the boss is doing? Let's just keep it simple. You know, oh yeah, I do. I can do this. And so there has to be that real connection, that karanga between the kaihau tū through to the kaitohunga into the kaihoi, so they feel supported, secure, and focused, I guess. Focus on kaupapa to make sure that the kaupapa is right so that we can hoi in the right direction all together. And I suppose that one thing I really like about this using waka is sometimes people get a little bit tired, sick, unwell. But when kaupapa's right and the roles are all in the right place and everyone's doing the right job, actually, the others will hold you up. I can say already it's helped. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. So this year we decided 2022 is going to be different. And we needed to change. We're a kaupapa Māori service. So first and foremost, we are a kaupapa Māori service that provides support to primary, secondary mental health care, right? Which is one of the hardest rākau to carry. But that's not just all we do. So what we did was we used that as where are we going? What are we doing? What are we journeying on? And if things were so hard in previous years or there was lots of challenges, what was the difference we needed to make so that our journey, we journeyed well? And it clearly was when it all came down to was whakapapa. So te aurere is whakapapa Ngāti Kahu. That's, we had to come back to being tūturi around our kaupapa and keeping it kaupapa Māori. You know, ultimately our funders are government departments. So how do we fit our whakaaro into that model? Well, it's very difficult actually. And so we had to come back and be true to ourselves. And actually, that's what it's about. That's what the model's done. It's actually created a focus point for us to remain stable on the journey we needed hui, which is not for this service, it's for whānau. Yeah, so it's really whānau-centric model. So you can come to work in a day, that's fine, but why do you come? Our why, we had to find our why. The waka created the why. We do what we do. You know, that's a really good question, and I can tell you something. Like all journeys, everything needs to be continually looked at, reviewed, and you always have to try and do better every time. So no, we won't get it right first off. We have an intention to do good through using waka. That's the intention. How we do things ongoing from now and into the future. Well, like all journeys, sometimes the coordinates change. For now, this is the coordinates we've taken, is to focus on delivering a service that reaches our whānau, that is kaupapa Māori driven and led not only by us, but first and foremost, led by whānau. Well, I don't want to take here on anyone's mana, and that's one of the things we're really clear about. This is what's good for us, right? If we look at waka and it's in terms of what we've used, we lean into all waka, you know, all kaupapa. And for kaupapa Māori, what's really awesome is that the principle of whanaungatanga, manaakitanga, tikanga, you know, all of the tangas. actually, I'll reverse it and say we'll be needing to learn from others through the corridor of feedback. Because the kumara don't talk about as sweet it is. So I don't really know, really, to be honest. My hope is that others will be tūturu to what their kaupapa is. And I think that's my message. And don't do what anyone else is doing. Stick true to where your kaupapa is. And I think that's why waka fits for us. Because whakapapa, te arerere.